In the WRHI News Center, I'm Tyler Cupp. The clock is ticking on a massive economic development deal and whether or not York County and the city of Rock Hill will come to some sort of an agreement. Leaders and community members react.
If Rock Hill does not get every penny of revenue that they're expected to get, the deal is off.
That's right.
And if council decides to push this point to say whatever deviates and they end up with less money, the deal's done.
The deal's
cooked.
Done.
It's baked.
That's York County Councilman Watts Huckabee talking about a fee in lieu of tax agreement on Octa Pharma. That's the Swiss medicine company that plans to bring $1.5 billion of investment and 1,200 jobs to the former Carolina Panthers site in Rock Hill. Third reading for the project by York County is on Monday, but there is a real risk of it not happening. An amendment made by Councilman William Bumprotty reallocates the tax incentives, taking everything away from the city and giving that share and then some to the Rock Hill School District. The share of York County would not change. It's been revealed now that the city created a resolution in June that if their share is changed, then the deal is off. State Representative Heath Sessions on the action.
And again, County Council makes a good point. Let's take them at their word. They care about our schools. They want to invest in our schools. Well, then my challenge to them would be, then put your side of the tax revenue up.
Yeah,
you know what exactly. I mean? Don't be donating another municipalities that you have really no authority over.
Former County Councilman Rick Lee says this is just another chapter in city and county not getting along.
And we're going to look like a bunch of clowns if an investment of this scale and this magnitude, a generational changing effect that it could have on our community. If this thing falls through because Bumprotty wanted to play Santa Claus and give money to a school district that never even asked for it, then we're in big trouble. You have to wonder about the leadership. Where is the vision of the leadership of County Council with regards to how we move forward and how do you get people to work together? And I haven't seen any effort in that respect.
WRHI will have continuing coverage all this week on Pamina Mornings. Representatives with the school district and other area leaders are expected to be on the program.